This is a summary for understanding our environment. First, we talk about the ecological footprint, which estimates your impact on the earth and the amount of biological productive land needed to support your current lifestyle. If everybody in the world lived in the same standard as those in the United States, we'd need 4 more planets to sustain us all. Environmental science is a systematic study of both the natural world and the social, cultural, and technological worlds created by humans. Nature protection has deep roots reaching back into ancient history. We can divide recent conservation history into at least 4 distinct stages: pragmatic or utilitarian, resource conservation, moral or aesthetic nature preservation, modern environmentalism with its concern for chemical pollution, and global environmentalism. We live on a marvelous, bountiful planet that, as far as we know, is unique in the universe. We should ask ourselves what we ought to do or what we can do to protect the habitat that provides and supports us. Many environmental dilemmas now face us: water shortages, food production, energy supplies, the effects of burning fossil fuels, global climate change, and biodiversity losses are all serious concerns. There are reasons, however, for hope. Population growth is slowing. Many terrible diseases have been conquered, and progress is being made in the transition to renewable energy, and some countries are reducing their greenhouse gas emissions. At least 1.4 billion people live in extreme poverty on less than $1 US per day. All too often, the poor are both the victim and the agents of environmental degradation, forced to meet short-term survival at the cost of long-term sustainability. The affluent lifestyle of the richest people in the world consumes an inordinate share of the world's natural resources and produces a high proportion of pollution and waste. Sustainable development means meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. We must live within the means of nature if we hope to survive for the long term. Indigenous or native people are generally among the poorest and most oppressed of any group. Nevertheless, they often possess valuable ecological knowledge and remain the guardians of nature when allowed to do so. Recognizing their rights can be a good way to protect natural resources and environmental quality. Indiana state standards require that you know about 2 modern environmentalists: Rachel Carson, who wrote the book Silent Spring, where she explained how pesticides are causing serious pollution and killing many organisms. This was the first time anyone had publicly shown how poisons affect anything in nature. In that particular book, she detailed how pesticide DDT had gotten into the food chain, and as a result of Silent Spring, there are now hundreds of national, state, and local laws that regulate pesticides. The second environmentalist of concern to us is Henry Cowles. He was a professor at the University of Chicago and found the Indiana Dunes and Lake Michigan Lakeshore area a natural laboratory for developing important principles on plant succession. Cowles Bog is a local landmark that is named after Henry Cowles.